on Facebook. Now we're going to go live on Kiwi Radio. How about that? We're going to go live on Kiwi Radio, hitting the on air button, and we are going live, and we're going to go live with some music right now for the Billy Tikahika Show, and with a song by Billy TK Jr., which is also me, Billy Tikahika, and we're going to play this. See you in a second. Just please be true. Isn't that the thing that we want? Yes, that's exactly what we want. We want people to be truthful. We want them to be dedicated and honest. And wouldn't you like that out of your politicians? Wouldn't that be something special if you could get that? And it doesn't seem like we're getting a lot of that, does it? But welcome, everybody. Kia ora tātou, e hoa mā. Welcome to all you, my friends out there. And a special welcome to all of you that might be listening for the first time from Kiwi Radio. Kiwi Radio FM, which is the grand master work of Ralphie, who is just a fantastic young guy. He's got a radio station going, and we are simulcasting and broadcasting on him tonight through his radio station Kiwi FM, Kiwi Radio, and it is so wonderful to do that. Now, Vinny's been doing it for a while. He's been telling me about this great thing he's doing, you know, simulcasting out on a radio station so that people, as they're driving around in their cars, can tune into this and listen to it while on the move. So that's awesome, and it's pretty funny. And Helen's just said, "Good evening, Bilg," and then she went, "Oops, Billy, yeah, welcome, sis. Good to see you tonight, Helen," and to Marie and to Sister Kylie, Elaine, Carolyn, Sister Sheena, and just a reminder to you, of course, get your kids' clothing from George and Charlotte. Go to georgeandcharlotte.com and get your quality UK imported clothing. Not the cheap stuff, but although the pricing is pretty blinking good, and you're going to get 10% discount. Why? Because if you just say you're a freedom fighter and a friend of Billy's, Sister Sheen is going to give you a 10% discount, and she'll give 10% as well to support the documentary. Isn't that wonderful? She does it every week. And why not go and get yourself some quality clothing and support the documentary all at once? Boy, I'm getting good at these infomercials, aren't I? But anyway, so it's nice to see you all. Kia ora sai, good to see you. Teresa, Kim, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Well, I've got a bit of an interesting show for you tonight. And really, it comes down to some basic ideals that really people have the right and should have the right to live free without government overreach, without globalism, without Uncle Klaus Schwab, who's unelected, no relationship to Air Schwab or Nasal Schwab or any other Schwab that you want to mention. And to have these unelected individuals think that just because they've got lots and lots of money that they have the right to be able to tell you what you are going to do with your whānau, your family, and they're going to use our government, our elected officials, to communicate their intent on all of us. Well, I'm sorry, no, we don't really, I don't think critical thinking people would like to accept that. I've got a pretty good suspicion that we don't. Hey, a big warm welcome as well to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, my brother and I are watching you live from Sydney, Australia. Oh, I'm hoping things are well over there, Kathy. I've got some good friends and family in New South Wales and in Queensland. And that reminds me, I got to interview last night Senator Malcolm Roberts. What a guy. Oh man, I've got a bromance going on. Why? I felt like I was talking to myself when I was talking to him. He just says exactly the same things, like shamelessly the same things that I do. Hey, Brother John, good to see you. Sister Megan, kia ora, Sister Kariana, great to have you with us as well. And, you know, Senator Malcolm Roberts is one of those individuals who kept on saying throughout our interview that it's a no-brainer situation. He's an elected political worker of the people. The people pay his wages. Hey, Donnelly. And so he's there to serve people. He's not there to serve foreign treaties, foreign agendas, foreign organisations, even if they may be badged the United Nations. And that reminds me, you know, we've got something called the United Nations, yet in Genesis, God separated the nations right back then, and right at the end of time, Satan wants to bring everybody back together into this unbelievable United Nations dystopian, you know, world whereby everybody has a number, you're all part of the global herd, and hate to say it, but it's certainly looking like there's a plan in place right now to potentially get rid of us, as many of us as they feel they need to. But anyway, that's all going to come out in the river of lies, the river of lies in New Zealand's scandemic. And I got to say, I'm one excited puppy in regards to the, I better tip the camera down, river of lies, the river of lies in New Zealand's scandemic. Yes, I'm pretty excited about that. It has been massive. Hey, Sister Ellie. It's been massive, three months and 2 weeks into it. You know, I've got to admit, I always bite things off and chew hard into them and go, right, I'm going to do this. This is my latest project, and I'm going to conquer this project. But I tell you what, to be very honest and very fair to you, it's been a much bigger project than what I thought. It's been a huge burden. I'm not going to lie to you. Hearing some of the stories that we've heard. Hearing the evidences that I've heard, and you know, it's kind of incredible. Let's face it, most of you here were either awake right at the beginning, or after a period of time, you've woken up to what's been going on. You've done your own due diligence. Something's happened. You've snapped out of this, maybe a stupor that you're in. I'm not saying you're stupid, stupor as in half asleep, and you've woken up and thought, well, hold on a second, why is this occurring right now? Why have we got a propaganda campaign for an epidemic slash became a pandemic that's meant to be the most dreadful thing ever, and they need non-stop media propaganda pushing out that this is the most devastating thing ever, and you know what, you may not even know you've got it. And so they've created the asymptomatic category of sufferer or victim of this incredible disease that we know that really hasn't been a pandemic in our country or really anywhere. And one of the interesting things out of an incredible discussion I had today with Dr. Rima Libo, oh my gosh, she's another hero. She was saying that up until the beginning of 2021, overall cause mortality or global death rates were actually less than what they'd been for the following period of time, you know, about two to three to five years. And she said, but that all changed at a certain point, and I'm going to leave it up to your imagination to decide when that point was. But make no bones about it, you know, you're here because you've either been awake from the beginning, you've become awake, or you suspect there might be problems with the narrative. And what we have now around the world, we've got brave MPs and senators, just like Senator Malcolm Roberts, just like Christina Anderson in Germany, part of the European Union, members of Parliament. These people are fantastic heroes. And look, at the end of the day, you know, the term hero gets thrown around a lot, doesn't it? Right? And yes, they, you know, they are, they're pretty amazing. Me koe hoki, papa, me koe hoki. And you know, it does take courage to speak up, no doubt about it. It does. But we all need to find the hero inside of us, every one of us. We cannot sit back and be complacent and think that this is happening just because we're going through a character phase of human behavior. I don't believe that for a second, not for a second. And I'm sure many of you don't believe that either. This, we've never seen anything like this. We've had revolutions, we've had civil wars, we've had constitutions, we've had new countries born, some countries disappear, you know, we've had world wars, you know, two of them. We've had probably a proxy or pseudo World War III since 2001, when they tried to create a third world war between the Judeo-Christian West versus the Islamic East. That didn't go anywhere. That didn't go anywhere for them. So they weren't too thrilled with that. Then they tried to create swine flu, of course. That didn't go too well for them. So it's kind of not working out that well for them. Yet they're pursuant of their goals. They truly are. They really, truly are. Now, I've got to say, I am wickedly shadow banned. I am forever restricted on Facebook. Can you please hit the share button? We need you to do that. We need you to hit the share button, because if you don't hit the share button, we're just not going to get heard, certainly not on this platform anyway. So what I'm working on at the moment is I want to start uploading some of these presentations that I'm doing, and also do them directly from YouTube, right, rather than through Facebook, because it's you know, once upon a time, around about this time in a show, I could have anywhere between 500 and 800 people on at once. I've had many thousands of people on at once live with me on Facebook. Now I've got right now 62 people. Even last night at this time, I had about 150 on with me, and now I've got 62. Every one of you are treasures, by the way. I'm not having a go. I'd be just as happy speaking with five people that are on to what I'm saying versus, you know, 50,000 that may not give a hoot and be listening to me just to mock me. But isn't it just amazing that, you know, that free speech has been absolutely hammered. Now, before I go into these articles, kia ora JH. Hold on a second, he's saying something here. The pink-haired COVID lady was on a celebrity baking show tonight. Sickening. Well, I would hate to imagine what she's cooking, JH. You know, imagining Susie Wiles on a cooking show. What could you liken that to? Can I get a few ideas out from you? Because I'm thinking pretty terrible things. But I just can't imagine having her hands amongst the, you know, kneading flour and things like that, layer upon layer upon layer. I cannot understand that. And Sister Laurel says there are no notifications coming through. She's just come on to check to see if I was live. And yep, I certainly am live. And thank you, Sister. I appreciate that. By the way, to all of you that are buying your Freedom phones, thank you so much. We need to set up a webinar instruction broadcast, right? So I'm going to be doing that. We're working that out. I've been so busy flat out this week. Doing things, but we're going to do that because we've basically got orders starting to trickle out. We've got no more phones that we want to send out directly ourselves. They're all coming from overseas. Well, we want to make sure that you guys know exactly how to use these things as well, and I need to get trained in it. Angie's just saying that Susie was, we were making muffins, And Lisa Mary says, pink stink. Well, maybe they're the pink stink muffins. You never know. Maybe they are. John says, she be brawling up some fat pig cheeks. Oh, John, that sounds pretty unkind. But, you know, anyway. It just, kia ora pania tēnā koe. Man, I tell you guys, I've been meanies tonight. But strangely enough, I will be talking about Susie Wiles tonight. So it's quite fortuitous that somebody's talking about it this evening. Now, just before we go into it again, into the articles and doing what I call the housekeeping. Now, those of you that watched last night's show or just had an absolute blast. Hey, Nathan, good to see you, brother. Had a great blast watching Monty Python, the Monty Python clip that I had on last night. Now, if you're lucky, I'll dig it out again and play it for you guys that missed out last night, because it's hilarious, absolutely hilarious. All right. Okay. So that's basically my fun intro tonight. Now, I just want to ask you. I'm going to go through some housework here, some housekeeping. I want you to give $5 each to stuff.co.nz. No, I don't. But this is what is out the front, at the bottom of just about every article that stuffed.co.nz puts out there. Now, this is stuffed.co.nz, who have received millions of dollars from the New Zealand government. Yes, they have. They absolutely have. Either in advertising or the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. And they have been writing misinformation, disinformation, propaganda, and slander and hit pieces on people. And all using your taxpayer money. So if you're out there paying tax right now, your money is helping to endorse and pay for stuff.com and other shill media. And so they have the audacity to pop this under their articles. Your flat white cost at least $5. The article you read with it was free, but we want your money. So I do not feel whakama shy anymore or embarrassed to say, hey, I am a listener-supported broadcaster and I can't do it without it. And now some of you as well get to share in my ministry work as well, either in my weekly fellowship group or just by getting coming in and downloading the lectures that I do on Skype, or hopefully you're inspired by some of the things that I share with you during these broadcasts. If you appreciate the work that I do, this is how you support me. This is how I pay for my broadcasting costs. This has got nothing to do with the documentary account. This is my personal account. And if you want me to continue on with this work, we certainly need your help. We can't do it without it. Otherwise, what happens is people like me, people like Vinny, who really are doing the work and doing it, I believe, in the right way, we fade away. So with your help, we can keep going and are able to do that. Now, this is a call to action here for the River of Lies in New Zealand Scamdemic and Investigative Documentary. Donate today. But we need you to go to riveroflies.co.nz to donate to support this documentary. We can't do it without it. Now, we're going to be working on the fifth and final trailer before the release of the movie, of the film, starting tonight. And in fact, I'm looking at my partner in crime just next to me, who's working on probably the bed now for the fifth trailer. We've been working non-stop on it. Our videographer, Asher Media, is just amazing. I cannot speak highly enough of this person, but we need your help to be able to fund it, to do it. We're not going to get an NZ On Air grant. I was told that, and we've got it on film, by the way, which is going to be fantastic to share with you. And so we need your help to do that. All right, back to me now, camera one. Now, one of the most amazing things that's happened over the last few days is just, and I'm going to hit the camera four button, and I'm going to just flick through some article titles with you, okay? All right, here we go. So, COVID-19 Omicron outbreak, infection deaths behind New Zealand's record 2022 mortality rate. But is it? Let us focus on this title. COVID-19 Omicron outbreak, infection deaths behind New Zealand's record 2022 mortality rate. So, Linley Ward wants you to believe that that's the case, that it's an Omicron outbreak. But hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Do you remember all of those articles that came out last year when Omicron showed its face, including the South African doctor who discovered this variant, who was the head of the Surgeons Association for South Africa? She got absolutely hammered eventually, this lady. And she came out and said, hey, there's a variant here. This is what we're going to call it. We're going to call it Omicron, which is funny. They're using those sorts of, Greek/Latin type terminologies for these diseases, Delta, Omicron, all those. But anyway, and she said, yeah, it's a new wave, but it's the gentlest. It is the gentlest of all of the variants. Now, I'm going to ask you to do some homework if you don't believe me what I'm saying. Go and look and for Omicron mortality, Omicron fatality, okay, or Omicron mortality. Look at New Zealand media, look at international media, and 100 times out of 100, 100%, you are going to see media reporting, even the mainstream shill media reporting, that Omicron was infectious, but it was the least deadly out of any of the variants that they had up until that time identified. So anything from the Omicron family, if we're going to play that game, is going to be light. It's going to be survivable. Now remember, the primary so-called virus that they based this entire thing on, they're telling us on the left hand that it's the most deadliest thing, and we need to lock ourselves down, otherwise we're going to have 80,000 deaths. Don't ever forget that Sean Hendy should be out of a job right now. Professor Sean Hendy, so-called, from Auckland University. He should be ashamed somewhere, living somewhere where he doesn't bump into people, because he's the guy that stood there and said, if we don't get this right, we can expect up to 80,000 deaths. Right, okay. Almost 2 months away from 3 years, we have what? How many deaths have we had? And praise God, because I don't like the idea of people dying that aren't saved. But we have had just over 2,000. And don't forget, that about 68% of those people are people that have died with, let me say it clearly, with COVID-19. So that means if you subtract about 68% away from just over 2,000. In fact, Ted, can you do the numbers on that for me? What's 68% of 2,000? Sorry, I'm not very good at maths, and I'll get some numbers for you in a second. But just picture that for a second. Year by year by year, on average, seasonal.
68%.
Yep,
1,360.
Right. So 68% of 2,000 is 1,360. So you're left with, what, 640 people over 3 years. Almost, we rounded off to 3 years. Let's be generous. That's just, what, 200 people a year, thereabouts. Yet we average between 400 and 800 people dying a year with seasonal flu, except for when? 2020. Why? Because they locked everybody down and there were no records kept of influenza. So when they come out with a title like this, Omicron outbreak is the infection deaths behind New Zealand's record 2022 mortality rate. Do you see where I'm going with this? Do you see where I'm heading with this? Because the question has to be asked. If this is the most easy and light and most survivable version of COVID-19, how can the mainstream media report that it's the reason behind all of these unspeakable sudden adult deaths? SADs, sudden adult deaths. What about that? People just fit the one day, dead the next. What about that? What are your thoughts on that? Well, I want to share this with you. This is report number 46 of medsafe.gov.nz. So this is a government, New Zealand government website. Here it is right here. Now, I'm going to repeat this so that the listeners that are listening through Kiwi Radio can get a fix on what I'm sharing here. This is the Ministry of Health's sub-agency called medsafe.govt.nz, and this is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System for New Zealand. All right? Just like VAERS of CDC, this is our version of it. But the website URL is medsafe.govt.nz/COVID-19/safety-report-46.asp. So you'll find it every time. All right. So let's have a look at this. And remembering these numbers that you're looking at in terms of the adverse events is only by the Ministry of Health's own data, only capturing 5% of the real numbers. Okay, just keep that in the back of your mind. All right, so they're saying we've got 11,888,254 doses of this going out. Okay, fair enough. But out of that number, you've got 64,829 hardcore adverse events being reported. Now remember, this is only 5% of the reality. Remember that. Out of that number, 3,688 have been reported as very, very serious. Very serious. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But down here, we get into different reporting statistics. You have 184 deaths recognized here as happening soon after the administration, and I'm quoting from the actual report, after the administration of the Comirnaty vaccine, which is the Pfizer vaccine. And they go on and they're just trying to say, oh, you know, yeah, some weight may not be associated with it. Some, you know, have insufficient information. Some cases are under investigation. Two deaths linked to myocarditis. And they haven't even updated it again because we now have more deaths than that acknowledged, okay? So 184 deaths there. And then you scroll down this report and you go into adverse events of special interest and you will see heart attacks, myocardial infarction, heart attacks 104, anaphylaxis 128, myocarditis 974, you might as well say 1,000. And it just goes on, and pancreatitis, you've got it. Strokes, 136 people have had strokes. Bowel's palsy, which is facial paralysis, myelitis, arthritis, 135. But listen to this. Look at this category or this line here. 67 spontaneous miscarriages. And this is meant to be safe. But if you remember what was just claimed by the media, what was just claimed by the media? What was it? Can anyone remember? Can anyone remember? I'm sure you can. It says, and I've brought up the article here for you, COVID-19 Omicron outbreak infection deaths are behind New Zealand's record 2022 mortality rate. Well, I really don't think you need to be too smart to kind of work a few other things out in terms of potential options around that story and alternative versions of it. Here's another article here from the 14th of December, and it's another admittal that there is another death. Now, this is Radio New Zealand. This is a state agency to those of you listening from overseas. And by the way, if you're still listening in Canada, I'd like to say welcome to you guys as well. Hey, it's good. I love Canada. I really loved visiting Canada. I really did. I spent a bit of time in British Columbia visiting Kamloops with our Indigenous family there, our First Nations family, called the Shuswap Nation. And I got to spend time in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto. Just fantastic. Love it. But anyway, I don't like the way Canada is right now, that's for sure. I wouldn't be doing very well if I lived there, that's for sure. Okay, so you've got this other article here by Radio New Zealand, a government media agency, and it's called Person's Death May Be Linked to Pfizer Vaccine. Well, it's actually official. The person that they're talking about here has been recognized as the fourth victim of it. Now, this is what they're saying is the recognized by their data. They acknowledge that there's 184 dead adults, soon after the administration of the Kominati in their own report. This is New Zealand government information. So there's no conspiracy language or rabbit hole language going on here. This is New Zealand's own information, New Zealand government's own medical sector information, if you like, and agencies. So it's not Billy's information or Billy speaking his truth. No, it's the truth. So we've got this strange thing where the media is trying to say a position that the reason why this is happening is because, well, you know, it's because of Omicron, the weakest of the weak of the influenza COVID-2 coronavirus family members, just the weakest, and yet that's the reason why everyone's dying. Sudden adult death, strokes, a couple of hundred extra people, including 67 babies in the wombs of their mums. Only 5% of the reality. Extrapolate that out, and it's not looking too good, is it, when you extrapolate that out? Now, remember again when they were saying that if you got your jab, you weren't going to get sick. Well, after a few months of people getting horribly sick with something, and yet they were injected, they had to change that to say you won't be as sick. But they maintained that you won't be infectious. Remember that? And still propagating the myth that it's 100% safe, even though their own data says clearly it's not safe. 65,000 New Zealanders, thereabouts, are saying, no, we're very sick, and that's only 5%. 5%. So if 65,000 adverse events is only 5%, you're looking at millions of people that have had adverse events. Now, I meet people every day that aren't registered on the CALM report that have had issues. But look at this. COVID-19 antiviral medications, what you need to know. Now, this is Radio New Zealand again. Radio New Zealand is doing a very, very good job of getting our government into trouble. Look at that. Cases of COVID-19 are surging in the lead up to Christmas, with new daily cases this week peaking close to 7,500. A handful of antiviral medicines that may prevent serious sickness. Ah, isn't that what the injections meant to do? Isn't it? So they're now saying the first lot we gave you doesn't work, doesn't do anything. Now we want you to take some other stuff, and that should do it. That should really kill it. That should really kill it for you. But so there's a point I kind of want to make here, and that's this. You've got antivirals now being marketed like this here. I don't know if you can see that, but look at this name here, Paxlovid. Paxlovid. All right. So who owns or is a big shareholder or owner of Pfizer? Who's the big guy there, the big kahuna, the face of it? I'll let you think about that. Yes, I heard someone say it. It's Bill Gates. It's him. And he does. He's a big shareholder in Pfizer. He bragged on American TV that for every $1 he invests in vaccines, he gets a $20 return. Every $1. So you do the numbers. At one point when, in fact, I'll give you a hint. At one point then, when the rollout of the injections first started, Pfizer was making $1,000 a second in profit. Let me say that again. In the time I've just said, let's say that again, they've just made a couple of $1,000 US. And in the next minute, they'll get $60,000 US. And then it just goes on and on. You know, they're making lots of money. So they put out the Kominati injection. It doesn't protect anyone. Nope, doesn't protect anyone from getting it, and it doesn't stop you from transcommunicating it. That won't do it. Or it's all out in the open. How do we know that? Well, let's not be conspiracy theorists now. Let's not be tinfoil hat wearers, superhero costume wearers that we caught these costumes that are baggy in the wrong places. No, Janine Small, who was the senior Pfizer executive who represented Pfizer at the European Union Parliament's COVID-19 Investigation Committee, admitted that Pfizer never ever tested for transmission and protection and efficacy from their shot. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Really, truly amazing that that's possible. that all of the strategies since then that have killed people, that have harmed people. Hey, Jamal, good to see you, my brother. Great seeing you the other week, man. What a wicked surprise in Rotorua. You know, isn't it amazing that this executive admits they never tested for transmission protection, which means it's essentially the following. Vaccine mandates, no basis for them. So people that have committed suicide because of vaccine mandates, lost their jobs, lost their houses, lost their businesses, lost their marriages, lost their sanity for nothing. Essentially nothing. Fair enough? That's a good way of putting it, isn't it? I think so. Thanks for saying that. You're welcome. It's not that I've got dual personalities, folks. But isn't that amazing? But yet Paxlovid is on the scene now. Paxlovid. Okay. Who owns that? Pfizer owns Paxlovid. And who owns Pfizer? Bill Gates. Are you starting to get the picture here? Are you starting to see that there could be some nepotism going on here? Are you starting to see that there could be something very, very strange going on? I think so. I really do. I really do think that we're starting to see something here. Now, I want to share another slightly humorous article here. Look at this. Drug testing labs face monkey shortage preventing medical research. 20th of December 2022. Now, this is from the Daily Telegraph in the UK, reported and written by Nicholas Smith and picked up by the New Zealand Herald, again, a government media partner. And they've got this photo of this cute little poor monkey that they test on, which I think is cruel. But it says this: academics and life sciences are already facing delays of up to a year due to the challenge of sourcing poor monkeys. I'm glad they're probably hiding and going, not me, not me and my family. You're not taking us and doing experiments on us. Well, hold on a second. Aren't they doing that to humans right now? I think they are doing it to humans. Because let's never, ever forget that this is an experimental drug we're talking about here, that it's provisionally approved that we're talking about here. So just keep these points in the back of your mind, okay? But look at that. It says drug testing labs face major monkey shortage preventing medical research. Well, I tell you what, how about this? And I'm being cheeky here. How about offering all those people who went out and got the jab for KFC vouchers, countdown vouchers, just you'll find some monkeys out of that. Now, I know I'm sounding a little bit facetiously mean right now, but they're saying they can't find monkeys, and yet we've got parents offering their babies up to be test animals, test humans, for testing these drugs. So they're saying they're not getting monkeys, but there's plenty of human monkeys willing to do this. Or am I a bit just being mean tonight? Maybe I am. Maybe I need to just back off a wee bit. But I kind of laughed when I saw this, because I couldn't help but think to myself, I know people that put their arms up, but their arms up to be New Zealand guinea pigs for this purpose. And amazing, one of them's a close whānau friend of ours. So when they say they're short of monkeys, I think they're being kind of generous, because I think all they need to do is offer somebody a PlayStation or something like that, or a year's supply of Klaus Schwab autographed face masks or something like that. You'll probably get someone to take that on. But what about this here? Now, this is from November, and I keep these articles because they always mean something at some time in the end, I tell you. And this is written by an international shill who should not be here in New Zealand, writing about New Zealand issues. He's the son of a deep state agent, Mark Dalder, American, and should not be here. He's no business being here doing what he does. But he's promoting the geniusness of our government with their plan to restore MIQ if needed, right? Keep that in mind. And yet, here's an article here, written by Stuff.com, on December the 12th, that said the government officials acted unreasonably over MIQ Advice Ombudsman. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole article. I've read it. And Peter Boucher does a pretty scathing job of describing what's going on. A fundamental human right was being limited and people's lives were being significantly impacted. Well, you don't need to be a judge or a scientist to work that out. People were committing suicide over lockdowns and over being isolated and put into MIQ. But listen to this. I acknowledge that, this is Judge Boucher, who's a good man, I acknowledge that another type of system which provided for consideration of individual circumstances would have been more complex, time-consuming and costly to implement than the virtual lobby, Boucher said. But I do not consider these challenges provided sufficient rationale for MBIE not to advise and recommend to decision makers options for such a system. The impact on people was too severe. So what is he really saying? You don't need a brain the size of Einstein to unpack what he's saying here. He's saying that the MIQ thing was disgusting and that its implementation was far more and far too severe than the reality of the threat of the never-before-isolated virus, so-called. And he's right, isn't he? But can we extrapolate his findings there? Can we extrapolate those out to include the lockdowns? I think so. And I think we should. I think, you know, we've had John Hopkins University come out and say that by their report and investigation and research into lockdowns, that they only presented 0.02% of harm compared with the massive harm that the lockdowns themselves caused. And yet, this government, it's not backing down. It's not backing down at all. Not at all. It's still playing the same old ads. Unbelievable. All right, what about this here? This interesting story about China. It says this. From zero COVID to no plan behind China's pandemic U-turn. This is from the New York Times, right? Very woke. And the head title underneath says this. After micromanaging the coronavirus strategy for nearly 3 years, the country's leader Xi Jinping has suddenly left the populace to improvise. Know what it is. The sleeping dragon has woken up in China and they don't want to know about it. They've had a guts full of it and they are rioting about time. These poor people over in China. But what they've gone through in China is only an elongated version of what they've gone through in Melbourne and at various times what we've gone through here in New Zealand. Still as deadly, it's all about scale though, isn't it? And so it looks like the Chinese people have rightfully said enough, we're not into this. You've done enough harm, far more harm than what we're going to tolerate. And that is why people around the world are committing violence against policemen, police officers. Now, I spoke to Senator Malcolm Roberts about this yesterday. He's of course. Oh. Hold on 1 second, guys. I'm going to let you hear this because I was just speaking about this woman. And that is,
hey sister,
hello. I'm podcasting live, and the reason why I'm answering you because I was just talking about you, and I'm just doing a live. if you give me a couple of minutes, I'll ring you back. But
awesome
to hear of you.
I just heard from our other
friend,
Billy,
mm-hmm.
from Billy too, and he says that he's available at the half hour. Are
great.
You still yep. broadcasting then?
No, I would have finished by then, so yep.
All right, so I'll email you a Zoom link for
all right, sister. I'll see you very shortly. Bye for
all
now.
All right, good.
Bye, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I told you she's my good friend, and she really is. That's Dr. Rima Libo. She never sleeps, this woman. She's almost 80 years of age. She never sleeps, and she's not on drugs. She's an absolute health freak. She's into natural things. It's 9 o'clock here, 9:15. She's 4 hours ahead. So that makes it 1:15 in the morning and she's jacking up Zoom calls. I tell you what, you'd all be hoping and praying that you've got energy like Dr. Rima. But anyway, that's a lovely segue to go into this one. All right, now I want to talk about this one before we do say goodnight. And this is about, this is just a blinking hit piece. Now, this is from December the 5th. Now, I've got to be honest, I didn't realize this was out. I did not realize this was out. I was doing more revisionary research today, especially on like Dr. Matt Shelton, who's part of our team. We've already interviewed him for the documentary, and I found this hit job about him. A patient watchdog has condemned the actions of a GP who sent an unsolicited text to about 600 patients saying they did not support the COVID-19 vaccine, directing them to a website containing misinformation. Woo! Look at that statement. If that's not misinformation, I don't know what is. No, that's disinformation. The Health and Disability Commissioner found the doctor in breach of standards in place to protect the public by expressing his own unbalanced opinions. Listen to this language. It recommended that the GP apologise to each patient who complained. While the GP is not named in the decision, former Plymouth GP Matt Shelton was suspended by the Medical Council after texting patients in August 2021 saying he did not support the vaccination of children and pregnant and fertile women. He recently won an appeal against the decision, yay, but does not hold a current practicing certificate. Oh, okay, there he is, Matt. He's a good man, Matt. And basically, listen to this. Okay, the text outlined in the decision says, hi, such and such, your GP, Dr. such and such here. I cannot in conscience support COVID vaccination of particularly children and pregnant and fertile women for my assessment of current risks and benefits. Best explained at www.nzdsos.com, all to make their own best decision. So what is he talking about here? Let's just break it down what he's actually saying. He's saying there's an informed consent process that must be followed here. You need to be aware that there are potential adverse events with this experimental mRNA genetic trial drug, and you need to be aware of them. Please check them out. Everybody must make that decision for themselves. So this is Hippocratic Oath, Nuremberg Code, good practice. Wouldn't you agree? I think so. I think most of us would agree and be happy with that, okay? I think that's easy. But not these guys. Let's continue with this hit piece. All right. The website acronym stands for New Zealand Doctors Speak Out with Science, a group of doctors, dentists, and other medical professionals who object to the COVID-19 response. The text continued, I apologize for any distress. My views are my own, not the consensus. And it goes on. So awesome. But listen to this. Look at this foolish woman here. I'm being mean tonight. I am. My apologies for that. But look at this woman. Her name is Morag. Oh, okay. Good old Scottish name there. Bit of a Morag. Maybe a bit of a Torag. But anyway. Health and Disability Commissioner Morag McDowell. I am being mean tonight. Anyway. And she says this. Said the information in the text message was not sufficiently balanced to enable patients to make an informed choice on vaccination. Well, hold on a second. We've had the Prime Minister, we've had health ministers, we've had the Director General, Ashley Bloomfield. All of them say that the jab is 100% safe. Is it 100% safe by the New Zealand government's own standard of data? No, it's not. No, it's not. So this woman, Morag, aka maybe Torag McDowell, I'm sorry, I'm passionate about this because this is a good man, Matt Shelton, who's dedicated his life to helping people, healing, helping, protecting people, and he's getting treated like this. And she says that the message was not sufficiently balanced. Well, hold on a second. What did he say at the end of his message here? He said, these views are not my own. They're not the consensus.
No.
All right, so that should be pretty, that should be pretty clear. And she goes on, this woman is another Dr. Nikki Turner, another Helen Patusis Harris, you name it. Listen to this, complaints from, here she goes, informed consent is vital and indeed is the cornerstone of the Code of Health and Disability Services Consumers' Rights, she said. Complaints from patients about the doctor made it clear many found his actions distressing. McDowell said, why? Because they probably got it without thinking about it and doing due diligence. In my view, there is a power imbalance in the doctor-patient relationship. My Lord, my good Lord, forgive her, for she knows not what she's doing. So this is an absolute shocker. This woman has accused Dr. Matt Shelton for doing exactly what the New Zealand government has done for the last, what, 2.10 years? This is an absolute travesty. And Matt Shelton is a general practitioner, medical doctor. He's not a non-clinician like Susie Wiles. He's actually been treating people, not looking at numbers like Professor Hendy, so-called. He said we would have 80,000 deaths by now, or 7,000 deaths a year at the very minimum. They're liars. They are liars, and they need to be held accountable. They are liars, and you get poor people like Matt Shelton, Dr. Alison Goodwin, who have been harmed. But you know what? Let's have a reminder, a memory. I love using that term. It's funny. A memory. Let's have a memory of this here. And I'm going to share that with you right now. In fact, no. I'm going to go to the story. Sorry, before I forget it. Otherwise, I won't do it. Now, listen to this. This is an article that came out today. All right, we're going to have some fun with this one too. COVID-19 experts share simple steps to socialize safely during the holidays. Who is it written by? Dr. Michael Baker. Yep. His university has also received millions of dollars from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Look at this. Yep, it's all about the third wave, guys, not the wave at the beach. You know, and here we go, and it's just talking about sharing a space with someone who has COVID-19 probabilities through their corrupt models that don't work. Risk management, all this rubbish, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's go to the beach and wear one of those and put your swimming mask over that. That's not going to work, is it? It's not going to work at all. But look at all this stuff. It's vital to self-isolate if you get sick. Like you normally would. If you got sick, what would you do? If you had the flu, go and wrap yourself up, take your lemon drink and your lemon sips and your lozenges, and just go and hide out until it's over. Isn't that what you normally do? Do we need to have laws about that, or has common sense sailed out the window? I think so. But look at it, that just goes on. It's just a load of bull nonsense, right? But you know, so Susie Wiles and Michael Baker and Professor Sean Hendy, they all do their own thing, and of course Susie Wiles will be saying, you got to be in your bubble. You got to be in your bubble if there's a lockdown and you're not allowed to go out. But we've got a bit of a problem here, Susie Wiles, because as Judith Collins, now I don't agree with much of what Judith Collins said, but I certainly agree with what she says here. I think she's a big fat hypocrite, actually, and I'm sick of tired of listening to her telling everyone else what to do. And here we have the evidence that she travelled from Freeman's Bay to go and visit with her girlfriend on the beach at Judges Bay in Parnell. That's about 5 km away. And unless she ran there, and I doubt it, then she wasn't exercising. No masks on, sitting there on the beach, and the friend goes off for a swim. I watched that video and I thought, big fat hypocrite. I'm sick of her telling us what to do. She's not doing it. Just do it. Those TV stations have her back on telling everyone what to do. I think we should just turn them off. Bravo, Jude. Bravo, Judy. I tell you, I don't agree with much that you've said, but I absolutely agree with that. By goodness. So here you have her, Susie Wiles, having a lovely romantic moment with her girlfriend on the beach there. And during level lockdown 4 and multiple kilometres away from her home and not wearing masks and social distancing. They just want to touch their rather large bodies and probably rub some oil on each other at some point. Oh, golly. And she's making muffins tonight, whānau. She's making muffins. I don't mean to be comedic tonight. That's not my intent here. But, yeah, it's just sickening, isn't it? It really is. But The good news is this, whānau. Look at this cracker of a title here. 600,000 vaccine doses expire within weeks. Look at that beautiful title from today. And this is, again, from the state broadcaster, Radio New Zealand. 600 vaccine doses expire within weeks. Isn't that amazing? Look at that. It's thawed. About 600,000 doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine are set to expire at the end of January. And it's likely the vast majority will be unused by them. Listen to this. Vaccination rates have plateaued since September, despite a third Omicron wave that could cause record hospitalizations. The most infectious but less deadly or harm-causing of all of them are going to cause hospitalizations. And away they go, telling their bull nonsense. Telling their bull nonsense. But you know what, whānau? I really do think that more and more people are waking up. You know what? No one's getting their kids injected anymore. They're not. They're just not doing it. The children's campaigns have stopped. People aren't getting their boosters. No one's getting their boosters. It stopped. Nobody wants any more. And Bill Gates has come out and said, I don't know why the world numbers of people wanting their vaccines have plummeted. You don't know, Bill? Bill, you don't know? I think you know, Bill. I think we all know you know, Bill. And I think, Bill, there is a bill to be paid, Bill. And I think you're going to end up paying it, Bill. Either on the human side of things, otherwise you're going to be judged unless you repent, brother. And I would suggest no amount of money or power, whatever you've been promised by the beast system, is going to save your hide unless you stop what you're doing, repent for it, and turn your heart and your life to the Lord. Just like we've all done. Well, I've certainly done, because I needed to. That's for sure. All right, family, that's the show for tonight. I did want to finish off with playing, I'll have to save it for tomorrow night. I did want to finish off and play for you the clip from last night, but we're going to have to wait until tomorrow night, because it sounds like I've got a Zoom meeting to go and have with the hero herself, Dr. Rima Lobo, who's just amazing, guys. She did an incredible interview with me tomorrow. I've got another one tomorrow. Can I just ask you guys, can you please hit the share button again? And I'm going to go there again. Why? Because I just want to drive home the point that we need your support. If you'd like to support me, this is how you do it. And if you'd like some beautiful Christian reading material, don't be shy. Email me at billy@ibc.net.nz. billy@ibc.net.nz. Email me there and I'll be happy to send you beautiful Christian material that'll tell you why things are happening today, that'll lead you to your Bibles. If you'd like a brand new King James Bible, please email me as well. For a small koha, it can be yours. No problem, I'll get it into a courier pack. I've got shirts to send out tomorrow. I've got some other books to send out tomorrow. So if you email me tonight at billy@ibc.net.nz, I'll be able to get you some Christian books and things in the mail to you. Okay? So thank you so much. This is the account here that you can support me. You are able to set up regular payments. That's easy to do, to set up a direct payment situation like Vinny's got with a lot of people. He doesn't sweat at all. He's got it sus. He's been doing it for a long time. So if you'd like to do that, that would be very, very helpful as well. But in the meantime, guys, you got to stay cool and calm. Seek the Lord while he can be found, because all this is happening according to plan. According to plan. It's in the Bible. That plan is in the Bible. I believe it with all my heart. I'm going to be talking about this on Friday night on a very, very special Facebook biblical lecture. I'm going to go through it on Friday night, probably around about 8:45. I'll be home with my beautiful whānau then, and for Sabbath. And I'm going to go through it. The title will be called The Wine of Babylon. And we're going to look at what that is and what that's got to do with today. And yeah, just stay cool, share the love with people, forgive these people, forgive them. There's no point carrying around anger that's going to twist you up inside. As we ask God to be forgiven, we must exercise that same grace of forgiveness to others. Even if they hurt us, harm us, despitefully use us, that's what we must do. Carry that in our hearts. Don't say you're going to you know, march into the Blinken Beehive and drag people out and hang them summarily. That's foolish, unstable talk. Be calm, be precise, get the peace in your spirit, become an educator and educate people with the facts. Don't give them your opinion. Don't do that. Don't exaggerate. Don't lie. You don't need to. The information is all there. If you'd like more information, billy@ibc.net.nz is just below for you, and you will be able to get a hold of me that way if you like any of the material. If you'd like to join my weekly Bible study group on Skype, you're most welcome to do that. I've got people that I've got to respond to that are joining on this week, and there's a great source of hope, encouragement in my weekly Bible studies, but they are bang on, the biblical truth, not the drivel that you get in mainstream Christian churches today. You're not going to see the Jesus of the Bible and the God of the Bible and the message that he has for the end times in mainstream Christianity. You won't. Why? Because they are in Babylon. Can't be any more straight up about it than that. So if you'd like to know more about that, billy@ibc.net.nz. All right, family, have a good night's sleep, rest well, and God willing, I will see you all tomorrow. Pumarie, pumarie. Good night, whānau.